Beyonce, stand aside for just one moment, please. The Macaulay Library, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, has just finished digitizing its huge archive of wildlife sounds and made it available online. This includes, direct from the Adirondacks, the common loon, which the archive says makes spines tingle. Most likely to be mistaken for aliens arriving? They say it's the curl-crusted manakode from New Guinea. Then there's this one, best candidate to appear on a John Coltrane record. That's the Indri, with a voice described in the press release as part moan, part jazz clarinet. Greg Budney is audio curator for the archive. He joins us from Cornell. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And what makes this archive distinctive?
It's the world's largest archive of wildlife sounds. What's really distinctive about it, what's incredible, is it represents the voice of the world, all the voices of the world. There are over 9,000 different species represented in the library, and that encompasses birds, mammals, insects, amphibians. But I think, and for the first time, we're now able to swing the doors open on the archive and make all of these sounds available to anyone who has an interest in nature, in conservation, in the world around them.
I want to give you a chance to draw our attention to some of your favorites.
One of my all-time favorite recordings is the plain fin midshipman. And this is a sound that's produced underwater, and it's a sound from a fish. It's not a sound you can hear standing along the shoreline. So if you're in Sausalito, California, where the fish are known to inhabit the waters, you can't hear anything when you're standing on land. But if you live in a houseboat, you're directly coupled to the water. In fact, you live in what amounts to a speaker cabinet. So when a male plainfin midshipman sings, your home resonates with sound.
Where did these sounds come from? Is there any one answer to that?
The holdings of the Macaulay Library are really the result of a collaboration over the last 80 years between the scientific community and what we refer to as our volunteers, volunteer collaborators, private individuals who record for a hobby, really with no other purpose than engaging in science.
I gather you've got a sound there from a bird who, we would say the bird is impersonating a movie star of some note.
Indeed, it's the tui of New Zealand.
It sure sounds like R2-D2.
It does. In fact, Ben Burt Jr., the sound designer who created the voice of R2-D2, feels the same. I played it for him out at Skywalker a number of years ago, and one of the other staff members walking by heard it and assumed that Ben was playing the sound for me. Ben told me it took him 3 months to develop R2-D2's voice.
Good.
And here it is in nature.
Let me ask you about how do I say this nicely? A mating call among especially large beings. If you're a female walrus, this is the voice of Brad Pitt.
It is indeed, and this male is giving a beautiful delivery of that sound. He starts out with these methodical beats and then what sounds like a gong or banging on a garbage can lid. I'm not sure, depending upon one's interpretation.
Next sound, let me ask you about a bird who seems to be a supremely accomplished musician. Very tuneful. Who is this?
This is the musician wren, which is a small brown bird found in throughout Amazonia. And it walks along the forest floor, flipping over leaves, looking for insects.
It's been brought to my attention that today is Groundhog Day. Anything you can give us?
For you, for Groundhog Day, we have the vocalization of a groundhog right at the entrance to its burrow. A lovely little whistle.
And I can't tell if that means that we have, what is it, 7 more weeks of winter or not, but...
He was still in the burrow when he delivered it, so...
Oh, you have to be out of the burrow for that, right?
One would assume so.
Greg Budney is audio curator for the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. They have just finished digitizing their archive. There's a link on our website at npr.org. Greg, thanks so much for being with us.
It was a pleasure to be with you.
Bird of the animal singing or just lip syncing? You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.